Yeah, I completely agree with you.
I have to disagree with you. Can I disagree with you with all my heart?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Whoa. Okay, so,
Gosh, you know, it's interesting. No one's ever asked me this question before, and I'm saying this for the first time, and it's kind of fascinating.
So crazy, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, am I totally screwed or what?
Yes!
Welcome to Portrait of a Business. I'm your host, Jel Williams.
How did you get started in writing the eBay series and all that? Because I read that you were a parasailer at one time and you also did retail. So how did
Actually, I'm still a power seller, and I started selling on eBay originally because I had a marketing business. I handled marketing for retail super shopping centers, and I had a daughter at home, and I didn't want to take her to stores, so we started shopping in online, and we started on a site called AuctionWeb, which is what eBay was in the beginning. And I found it to be such a great thing because I could take my daughter there, go shopping with her, spend a little bit of money, have fun together, and then we started shopping for items to sell ourselves. And we'd put things up for auction, and she was just, you know, she was in junior high, and it was great, and I became a power seller very quickly. And one day I was asked to do an interview with the Today Show, and I was mortified. And a week after the Today Show, somebody called me and asked if I'd be interested in writing a book about eBay. And considering I always wanted to be a writer, I always fancied myself Brenda Starr, but ended up in marketing because it was something I was really good at, I took the opportunity, and that was 30 books ago, and I've been writing ever since. I just adore writing, and I adore translating technology into plain speak so everybody can understand.
Okay, and now you're 30 books later and still going. And you've recently come out with Facebook and Twitter for seniors. Tell us about that, because I hear that's a really huge population that's coming on board now in social media, and everybody thought they were bulk, and here you found a niche. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I love finding new niches, and I love helping people. And my first book for seniors was eBay for seniors. And then, because I thought, who else needs to sell off their old junk? But then when I was really involved in social media, I thought, this is the perfect way for seniors not to feel alone, to be able to have something to connect. I mean, my mom has passed away. But I think if Facebook and Twitter had been around when she was alive, she would have been able to connect with people all over, and she'd been able to connect with friends and family that live far away, and she wouldn't have felt so alone. So writing this book was really a passion for me, and I wanted to just give seniors the straight scoop. No baloney, no extra editorial. If I think it's something you don't need to waste your time with, I let them know. And and the book is in large print, which is even better, so you don't have to use reading glasses. It's not really for seniors. I kind of call it the no BS guide to Facebook and Twitter.
Neat. Now, how have you... Now, you just came out with a licensing deal for that, a global licensing deal. Tell us how that came about.
Well, it's kind of neat, you know, and I don't get... This is what I do. I write books for a living. I do enjoy speaking, and I spent a lot of years on the road, and I still go out and speak at conferences. But I really enjoy reading books, and I just got notice that, you know, this book is going to be licensed globally, which means I'm going to be able to share what I've learned with people from all over the world. And they can come back and connect with me on Twitter and Facebook, and hopefully I can help them get better at this, make more friends, and enhance their lives. To me, that's what writing is all about. It's all about sharing and helping people.
Cool. Now, they say that the 55-plus group has grown over 500% in the first half of 2009 alone, and we're bringing that number to over 6 million people that are using Facebook and Twitter. What do you attribute that growth to?
Well, you know, the bottom line is people who are over 50, let's say. My publisher likes to say over 55. My publisher likes to use the word seniors. I prefer to relate to these people as people with experience. They're living their lives, they're happy, they've worked, they're smart, and they still have some money. So people over 50 really don't want to be left behind. They were always on the cutting edge as they grew in their lives. And now they have the ability to go online and they have the money to buy the tools. But a lot of times they feel a bit shy about asking someone younger, asking their kids how to do it, because a lot of time your children are busy. They don't want to be bothered. And it's, oh, Mom. And by writing this book, it gives them the opportunity to learn how to do it, become the expert, and maybe teach their kids a thing or two. I mean, the fact that there was a recent Pew study that said in the past year, social networking among Internet users between 50 and 64 grew by 88%. I mean, that's huge. And even people over 65% has grown 100% in a year. So you're talking about a whole new market. Even though young adults are the heaviest users of social media, the growth online is really where the people have been living life and are now discovering it.
Now, how is their social media different from, say, the younger people? Is there a difference in how they're connecting with people, or what?
Could you say that one more time? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
I was saying, how
are they using it differently?
Yes. How are they using social media differently than, say, their younger generation?
Well, I think the first thing that older adults are doing is connecting with old friends. I mean, they connect so far as going to their high school friends, where, you know, 15 years ago, your high school friend would be across the country. You didn't know where they moved. You didn't know where they were. And by going on Facebook, they can just sit there and search on a bunch of names of people they used to know and find maybe a friend of a friend or a friend and reconnect with people. Because older adults have a longer life on the planet, they've got so many more connections and different areas from which to share. I mean, they just go on LinkedIn if they've worked for a corporation. They can find people that they've worked with over gosh knows how many years, and they've got a built-in community versus young people who are just starting out and they haven't built their own communities yet.
Now, Twitter, for some people, they say it's complicated, they don't get it. How have you broken it down so that people in the older population get it?
Well, you know, it's not even the older population. I know a lot of young people, they just don't get Twitter, and Twitter is an acquired taste. You know, it's kind of like an exotic food. But in my book, I refer to Twitter as, I don't know if you're old enough, Dell, to remember what a party line is, but in the old days, they'd have phones that were party lines, and that meant several people were on the same phone line, and they could talk to each other without even making a phone call. And that's kind of what Twitter is. But the deal with Twitter is that you need to reach out. You need to be part of the conversation. A lot of big celebrities go on Twitter and they just announce things. And that's not being part of the conversation. So in my book, I tell people how to find new friends on Twitter, how to find people of similar interest, how to join chats with people. If your passion is cooking, if your passion is reading, these people are on Twitter. I show people how to find them and how to connect with them. And once you've done that, combine that with your old friends that you're going to suck on to Twitter. You've got a built-in community. Twitter isn't about numbers. It's all about conversation.
Well, now, when you are with 30 books underneath your cap, planning on
I'm
any
sorry,
more?
I can't hear you.
Oh, with 30 books underneath you, are you planning on any more books?
I'm never stopping writing. as long as there are people out there that I can connect with through my books, and then I love that I can connect with them on Twitter and Facebook now, I'll never stop. I have a hardcover coming out in December or January called The Ultimate Online Customer Service Guide, How to Connect with Your Customers to Sell More. And that's a business book for Wiley, which is really geared to small business, to the beauty parlor, to the plumber, to the restaurant, even to doctors and lawyers who in new media are going to need to be able to connect with their customers in a new way, because really, old-time marketing doesn't work anymore. People are getting really too smart for that. It's the business who connects with their customers and engages their customers and gives them reason to do business with them. No matter what price you charge, those are the people who are going to get the business. So that's what I'm teaching in that book.
Cool. Now, when you're saying engaging, people have different ideas on what engaging means. What do you mean by engaging with people?
Engaging to me is being part of the conversation. You see somebody on Twitter who's on your Twitter list who asks a question, you answer back. You get involved in a conversation. You get engaged socially as well as in a business manner. I mean, when I talk to people on Twitter, I will often engage in a business conversation or a personal conversation. But it's all about me being a person, being a writer, being a power seller on eBay, and Twitter is the great leveler. Everybody's the same, whether you're a big star like Kathy Ireland or you're just a college student. Everybody is on equal footing on Twitter, and you're only judged by what you say. And how great is that? People can just converse with each other, learn from each other, and share. It's a great way to make friends and to build your business.
Cool. Now, when you are, how did you come up with these ideas? Because you're still a power seller, you said, on eBay. So you're still selling, you're still doing that, you're still writing. How do you do it all?
Well, for example, I have several books that are more about small business than about eBay. For example, I'm going to be updating my book Starting an eBay Business, which is a Business Week bestseller, and that should be coming out next March. I haven't started writing it yet, but it'll be out next March. And I just think of extensions, because when I had my own marketing business, I had a small business at home. I had to follow the laws, I had to follow the regulations, and everything that is required of one who has a business. So I said, that's a book, and that's how I came up with Starting an eBay Business. Then I did a more advanced book called eBay Power Seller Business Practices, which is really a book of best practices for the more advanced online business. As I said, eBay's in the title because that sells books. But those books give advice to any online business. So I just think of things that I think I would have liked to have had that information. And it also scares me when I see things on the internet that tend to mislead people into thinking that this is the way to do things. And I know from experience it's not going to work. So that's why I like to write my books, to help people do things in a way that will work. Not that I'm the great expert, but I research and study, and I never write about anything I don't do myself.
Okay, sure. In 5 years, where do you see yourself and see eBay as they're evolving in your writing?
If you're asking what I'd like in 5 years, I see myself still writing books. I have told my publisher that I would like to be their Jackie Onassis. I would like to be out there finding new authors and advising new authors and helping them write their books, continue to write my own books. And of course, I'll never stop selling on eBay, because I just love that. I just want a little more time for my garden.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Marcia, for being with us. It's been a pleasure.
Dale, thank you so much. It's really an honor. I know how much work you put in and how you engage people on Twitter. It's great, and there needs to be more people like you online.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us on Portrait of a Business today. We hope that you found our tips and advice from our guests to be helpful to you. And please do not hesitate to contact us. You can look at our site, portraitofabusiness.info, for more information.